and you break the whites into a little entering bowl.
Into the soup, the most fun you'll have in your kitchen with your clothes on. It's about jumping in, getting your hands dirty, and getting off of the recipe page. We take a bite out of life and we live in the now. Blazing trails, meeting characters, sharing stories, and making things happen. So open your ears and close your mouth, and let's get into the soup with Heidi Lee.
Hey there, boys and girls. This is Heidi Lee, and you are into the soup right here on KWSS 93.9. And I love the fact that someone's sticking their hand in front of my face with a bottle pouring alcohol into it as I speak.
That's all about you.
Isn't it? My rockin' radio redhead, Emily King.
Hey, boys and girls.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, yeah?
Yeah, it was a long day.
Was it?
It was a sick weekend.
So, sick. Not sick. Like where you make
not
a hand
like
gesture or anything,
sick.
But like a sick.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, I got it bad. And at the same time, I happened to get like a slew of mosquito bites. So all weekend, I was also paranoid. I was like, this is for sure Zika. I'm dying. My baby's going to come out with a demented head. Like, I'm not pregnant. But
okay, well, okay. So on the way to the show, I have to do this because I'm really actually kind of frazzled. So I got in a car accident and it was my fault.
Oh,
yeah.
I like all the tape you have holding
well,
the front
you know,
of your car
here's
together.
The thing. So I'm going down the 10 and I leave my house at 67th Ave, the 101, and I'm going, and it's like I'm heading straight to the storm.
And you were drunk.
Headed south. Yeah, I was drunk.
Drunk.
Head to 17, popped a couple of mints, get on the 10, and this gal pulls over and it's stop and go. And I just hung up with Sam saying I should be there in about 20. There's a lot of blip. Gal pulls over on the side of the road in this little bug, like really, really quickly, all by herself. And she had her hand to her head. And I thought, oh my God, is she okay? So I looked out my window and that was dumb.
And that's what you get for caring.
Stop
caring.
We're into this guy, I don't know, 15 miles an hour, and he was in this big old pick him up, you know, I'm a candy man kind of a truck. And he looks at me and he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I am. And he says, did you call? And I, you can't see what I'm wearing, but you will when we post pictures. Mm-hmm. So I've got this little floofy shirt on and the wind's blowing and it's flying off.
It's Marilyn Monroe-ing it up.
Exactly.
Excellent.
And he was so cool. And he's like, are you hurt? And I said, no. And he goes, but I thought I saw a boo-boo. Seriously, that's what he said. This big old hulking dude named
awesome.
Bruce. I know.
That's
so
great.
We exchanged information and I called Sam and then texted you. I'm like, I'm going to be late. But it wasn't late. So anyway, we're all here. And we are at the Crepe Bar. You might call it the Crepe Bar, the Crepe Bar. We'll have to ask
how
Jeff Krause.
Correctly pronounce that.
Crepe Chef extraordinaire. He's hosting it. I'm just like, hey, dude, if you want to bring some friends, that's totally cool. So he brings like 8. Can everybody talk? And I'm like, probably.
I'm just going to throw it out on Google Plus and see who shows up.
It's totally cool, though. I love it. I got to throw this out one more time. So we had the distinct privilege of interviewing the Rocha brothers. Last Saturday.
That was cool, and they didn't speak any English.
From
and you had a translator.
De Can Roca.
Jealous.
It was, I mean, I got to give it to Christina Barrueta because she hooked me up. She texted me on Tuesday night, and I was at a bar at the Camelback doing the European import show for Cisco.
Okay.
And she says, hey, I've got the Rocha brothers here with their PR agent. Can you interview them Friday morning at 9? And I'm like, and I'm in this cocktail dress. I'm jumping up and down, like freaking out. And I knew Em couldn't do it, so I called my other producer, Steve, and he just heard the excitement in my voice, and he said, oh, absolutely, I'll be there, we can do it. And we did. And they were very gracious. I didn't find out that they didn't speak any English until like 10 minutes before they came on the show.
Did they know anything? Like McDonald's?
A little bit.
McDonald's?
No. They understood the Bee Gees.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I compared them to the Bee Gees of, you know, hot cuisine. So they got that. They got the fact that they're kind of like an Adele concert because they sell out so quickly for their reservations. But they were very gracious and really lovely people and warm. And
did you ask them any of my questions?
No, I did not. But you know what? I did pose that to their PR guy. Mm-hmm. I said, Emily and Steve and I were talking about you. And so Emily says, you should reach out and ask them to say, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump in their best American accent. That's what she said. And the PR guy goes,
I'll go over well on the station.
I don't think we should do that. And I'm like, no, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. So, yeah, so it was very, it was wonderful. And so, you know, we had another great show before that with Chef Dishant Singh.
Did you get to enjoy snacks? Did they provide anything?
No, no snacks, just water, because it was such a huge production. I mean, they did 3 pop-ups in 3 days for 100 people every night.
And they couldn't throw together some snacks, too?
I know. It's like, can I have some snacks?
Each course was a snack.
Right. Because it only takes them like an hour to do a presentation for one thing on
their
plate.
Like using tweezers. And
yeah. So anyway, everybody was around town was freaking out. And I think what people don't understand about me is that I'm not like a Diana Redd or a Christina Barrueta or a Taryn Jeffries of the food world. And they all get together with me and they're like, oh, see, no, so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, but do you know this person? No.
You seem like you do on like social media that you know everybody. So.
I don't. This is Diana Redd from AZ Foodies. I actually don't. I don't. I'm familiar with them sometimes, but sometimes I'm not. Like Ryan Swanson of Kai. Until someone said, do you know Ryan Swanson of Kai? I'm like, no. Then I started stalking him. You know, but I was just going to say,
give you Facebook in an hour.
But the thing is, I couldn't find anything about this Adam, Adam Allison. And I come in and I said, are you still with this? Are you still with this? He goes, no. So who are you with, Adam Allison?
Currently with Super Farm Super Truck at a Superstition Farm.
Super Farm Super Truck out of Superstition Farms.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you do with that little endeavor?
Just a chef for the truck. I run it and fix, you know, the oil leaks and change the tires and cook food.
Awesome. Maybe you should have fixed the front end of my freaking car.
I probably could. You're going good, though.
So Bruce that I hit, he goes, well, I got some Gorilla Tape. I think we could probably
tape
that up.
I was
going to
ask him. He taped
it all up for me, and Jeff comes out. Jeff Krause, hi, say hi.
Hi.
Comes out and says, I think I can fix this. So he starts snapping into place like a Lego car. Like, wow, what a cheap piece of crap.
First we said, let's just pull it off.
I know.
It would look so cool.
I'm so ghetto now. Okay, so you're Super Farm Truck, Superstition Farms Super Truck.
It's a tongue twister, I know. Choco Flaco.
Choco Flaco.
Yeah, it's I'm their part owner and chef for them. They're actually a all-organic drink mix company.
Oh!
So they make, like, margarita, strawberry daiquiri, pina colada, a red Bloody Mary, a green Bloody Mary, a mojito, and a horchata.
And you didn't bring me any of that?
Horchata.
I did not.
Jeez.
I know.
We're going to have to get to know each other better.
Yeah. So they're in all the Whole Foods. They're all the AJ's.
Choco Flaco, okay.
Yes. So.
We'll send people there. Go check out Choco Flaco. So let's touch base with Jeff Krause. Hi.
Hi.
Get your face right up there so you don't have to keep doing
close.
That. It's kind of like the delayed time reaction I had with the translator with the Roca brothers. I only got in like 4 questions in 30 minutes. I'm kidding. So the last time I saw you, well, not really saw you, but was in sometime in 2011.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. We met at some restaurant on Central, because it wasn't a great experience, the restaurant. But you guys were in, you and Eric Gittenstein.
Yeah, MF Tasty.
MF Tasty. And then you, that was Truckin' Good Food.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on.
That was a long
time. Emily, I did wordplay with that, but we were talking to an oyster guy, and we used shuckin'. So, that kind of worked. Do you get it?
Shuckin' Good Food.
And I remember you two sat down, and Em wasn't there, but Abby Hesalius was. And you seemed so nervous. Like, I was this really proper person, so I'm just like, oh, my gosh. So I had to, like, drop a couple of F-bombs or something to get you guys to loosen up. It was great.
I'm tight right now. I don't know why this is.
I know.
I think sitting down. Well, just when I sit down, I got to.
Drink that.
Well, no, I need to stand. Can I stand up?
Just take the mic with you. Or you can bend over and, you know, lean into it. Don't be up. Oh, come on.
No, I'm good.
No, I haven't seen him for 5 years. I walk in the door and he's like, yeah, get big hugs.
I know.
Yeah, it's cool. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm very excited for you. I've been seeing a lot of stuff here.
I'm really excited, too. It's pretty cool.
Are you loving it?
I am.
I saw that one little note on Facebook where someone was just like, you're the
hot. 5 reviews. 5 stars. Those 5 reviews.
They love you. Right. Hey, those 5 people.
Go with the good ones.
Yeah.
We don't get reviews.
No, you should.
I know, right? Help us out.
This guy's a social media guy.
Oh, okay. We'll talk to this is the other Adam. Yep. The other Adam. How many minutes are we at?
We can keep going. Just a little more.
Okay, here's the other Adam.
I'll give you
we're
the finger.
Passing a lot of mics here. Okay, the other Adam brought what? Just yourself because you're lovely?
I did. And I carried your equipment in. So there you go. And Adam Lidecker, friends with Jeff. I think that's enough. Known Jeff for like 7 years, and we His first food truck, we had a food blog, my wife and I, and I copied the name, Bloggin' Good Food.
Okay.
Totally copied it.
I got royalties for that.
He did, and that ended, and started crafting minimalist goods, like a minimalist wallet, craft beer bottle opener, and of all things, and love this guy. So, I'm here.
So you have like a fan club.
Oh, just friends. Friends club.
Friends club. Friends club.
Well, you said
good.
Invite people, and I'm like, all
I know.
Right.
That was good. It's great.
Wait till you see the
I
bus.
Love
the
it.
Bus is coming. I think
gonna,
it's more the merrier.
They're going to be here for the weekly wed. Okay, we'll share one more, Mike, with the, what is, okay,
pours,
as he pours. How many of those you had already, man?
But you can't you're, have enough
sharing? You're
sharing
used
with you?
To it. You're used to it. Okay, and I'm sorry, your name again, please.
It's pronounced Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Or Lorenzo.
as opposed to, I was like.
No, I'm kidding. It's not Larry. Don't call me Larry.
I'll never call you Larry, promise.
No, so Jeff and I are friends. I own a company called Provision Coffee. I have a shop in the East Valley, kind of in the suburbs.
The suburbs
of the
East
Valley. So we do specialty coffee in the suburbs.
Right
on. We have a very unique concept that we launched about a year ago inside a woman's salon. So we do beer, wine, and coffee. Our whole like
get him jacked up and drunk.
So I've been in food and beverage for almost 20 years now. This is actually my 20th year, and we were kind of known
for. Could we sing an anniversary song or a birthday thing?
I can.
Later?
Yeah, we can do that. I'm pretty good on the mic. I think I'm a rapper. No. So it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, we're getting ready to open a new concept. We're kind of known for our let's call them coffee mocktails.
Oh,
so
great.
Without alcohol, even though I brought alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, well, this is going to be our weekly wet along with another couple of things, so we don't want to touch on the alcohol yet.
Oh.
So we'll do that in the fourth segment. Shh.
She just spanked me.
And the You're too far away. Oh, this is going to be a really fun show, I think. These guys are going to be great. It's going to be... I got to calm down a little bit. I tell you, when I did the Roker Brothers, it was like I was a Morse code machine. Bleep, 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 oh bleep, bleep. That's how my voice sounded. I was like staccato machine gun.
That's awesome.
Crazy. I know.
I need to listen.
I know. It's really cool. So anyway, this is Heidi Lee. You're Into the Soup. We are at the Crate Bar in Tempe, Arizona. KWSS 93.9. Don't touch that. Hey there, boys and girls. Welcome back to Into the Soup. Do you want to cheers me, Jeff?
Cheers. Go ahead.
Cheers. Cheers. Oh, he doesn't have any. I'm Heidi Lee. I'm your host. You are right here on KWSS 93.9.
She's a pro. She's holding that shot glass steady and talking.
I know. Can you believe it? And I just got in a car accident. I'm not shaky. It must be this little cocktail. So Emily's here. Hello.
Hello.
My daughter Sammy's here. There she is. She's waving. So she's had her first full week at ASU, and it's great. And I said, hey, babe, I'm coming to do a show in Tempe. You want to come with? She's like, yeah, sure. So poor thing. She had to stand out in like this freaking haboob and wait for me to come and pick her up.
It was getting scary.
And she's like, I have dirt in my mouth. That's the second time that's happened to me walking across campus. And I'm like, that's not how I normally got dirt in my mouth. I fell down. Boom. So we are hosted tonight here by Jeff Krause of the Crepe Bar, crepe, creep, or crepe? How do you say it?
Well,
you never
crepe.
Know. I mean, come on.
Crepe.
Crepe?
Yeah.
Okay. So you.
Crepe sounds so like.
Foofy?
So formal. Like crepe. The crepe,
crepe
bar.
Well, crepe. Little put on. It's a crepe.
I know.
Crepe, Suzette. Crepe. Crepe works.
Crepe. Yeah.
Crepe. You're in Tempe.
It's so, yeah. It's
so you don't like mess
way.
With your customers. You're like, what do you want? Can I get a crepe?
You
what?
Want the very thin pancake?
What, excuse me? How did you say that?
I think it would be le. Well, Sammy might know. So you went from, so tell me what happened to you, because I dropped out of this entire world for like 4 years and came back in January and started doing the show and all the media and blogging and stuff. So tell me what happened to you for 4 years.
Man, oh man. This happened. Crepe bar.
Okay.
The crepe bar happened.
You were doing Truckin' Good Food.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you, Gittenstein, and Adam over here, all are Truckin' Foodie.
Yeah.
Guys, okay.
Yeah.
Eric moved to Portland.
I know, I miss that guy.
I know, I miss him too. He's always bouncing on social media. It's fun to see him on Facebook. Yeah, it's awesome.
Him.
Yeah, he's a neat guy.
Do you remember the name of the pop-up he did on Truckin' Good Food?
No, what was it?
What in the truck?
Oh, that's right, what in the truck. I knew what in the truck because I put it on Facebook,
that's
but
awesome.
I couldn't remember what.
Yeah.
That's great.
He had me, so I was just cooking for him, and he had me, so the Krampus crepe griddles, he had me do burgers, but the burgers were with the, what is this, the donut company?
Krispy Kreme.
Dude, he had me do the Luther. And he had those Krispy Kreme donuts on my griddles, and I just heard the sizzle, the sugar was caramelizing on the cast iron. I'm like, what are you doing, Eric?
What are you doing, Eric?
It was pretty funny.
Did you call him Gittenstein, or did you just call him
No,
Eric?
I can't pronounce that.
You can't? Why not?
No. Well, Gittenstein, I don't know. I can't say it. Gittenstein?
Okay.
Gittenstein? Gittenstein?
I have a knack for that. I can, you know, like...
That's pretty good.
...do any other country's accent.
She does Indian very well.
I do Indian very well.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Go. Okay, hang on a second. So we were telling my grandpa that I wanted to go to McDonald's. And so I said, I will get your ointment on my way home. Thanks, Sam. There you go. That's pretty funny.
Cheers. So
Jeff got it. This is going to pull into this. Oh. So Jeff's like, man, we were off the air. And he's like, where's your energy? How does it get all that? And Sammy's like, tell him about P.F. Chang's. So we went into P.F. Chang's the day before I dropped her off at college, and the regional manager came over to our table, and he says, when you walked in, you were so chipper. It was just so refreshing. We're like, chipper? But we were laughing. We're having a good time.
Your energy is electrifying.
Oh, well, thanks.
We're even like that when we're hungover.
We are, yeah. That's why Emily is such we make such a great team. It's just we just bounce off each other
Can I
constantly.
Just record you and use you as my phone ringer or like my alarm?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, yeah. Get a nice charge.
In my Indian voice.
Time to cook the grapes.
The grapes are ready, Grandpa. No McDonald's today. Okay, so you went from working with Gittenstein or Eric, because you can't do it, to here?
Well, I had the food truck for a couple years, and then came across this place. And just 2 months ago, I took over what we're sitting in now.
Okay.
It's double the square foot. I added 10 seats, expanded the kitchen, and here we are.
What was it before?
Huh?
What was it before?
It was a coffee shop.
Okay.
And I took it over and then just added a couple of griddles to it and kind of over time just built it to what it is.
Awesome. And you just went through a renovation, right?
Yeah,
that's like, what everybody was creaming their jeans about. They're like, oh, I can't wait for it to open. You know,
it was so exciting. It was so much pressure, though, dude. It was so much pressure but so exciting at the same time. We were a month on like delay, but this was like a year in the making.
Wow.
So we're sitting in a room. We're sitting in the coolest room ever, in my opinion, because it's called the incubator.
Oh, love those.
And we're sitting like on tables and the concrete and the design all from people who are like taking their craft or their art to the next level. So it's like me paying it forward. You know what I mean? So like behind all the furniture is made from my old dishwasher who wants to do like, you know, his table work and woodwork.
It's not the dishwasher that you use to make, but your dishwasher made the furniture. Okay, all
so
right.
So cool. And then the design from a student, and then like the contractor needed two commercial projects before he became a general contractor.
Oh,
so it's like, you know what I mean?
Lucky you.
I know.
That's
this,
great.
This, like from a architect.
Is that like plaster of Paris?
It's a moon. I don't know what it is.
It's a moon. Okay. Yeah, I get that. I saw here. What is that? What is that? Is it it looks like a broken glass of chocolate milk on the cement floor. What is that picture on your
It's my pro. It's my protein drink. That's what I drink every morning. I was like, no. It was a broken glass of chocolate milk. It was
damn, like, I'm good.
I know. It was pretty good. I saw it in slow motion. I'm like, there goes my breakfast. But I was like, no.
It's a cool picture.
Yeah.
It actually
it's
is.
Art.
So
I like it.
You opened up how long ago again?
So a lot of fours, and I like odd numbers.
Okay.
I'm not into even numbers, so it's like the fourth year anniversary hit on 4th of July.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, awesome. This is our fourth week open this week.
Okay.
Yeah, four.
So there's all sorts of anniversaries going around.
I know.
So him 20 years in the biz. Larry. Oh, I mean, sorry, Lawrence. Bring it. Okay, so let's, congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's really nice
and thanks
to
for
see
being
you.
Here.
Oh,
yeah?
Gosh, absolutely.
I love you. You're awesome.
I've been trying to get you on, and I know you were so busy, so I finally just texted you
just
and said, dude, just let me know when you're ready. And then he and Adam Allison, were going back and forth about being with Diana Redd and bringing it to the airwaves, bringing it to the stage, and I'm like, well, how about the radio?
It was so good.
And that was it. I'm like, okay, Wednesday, 7, your place. Be there. And he's like, Adam, you? And he goes, for what? Oh, now I get it.
And then he's like, for real, soup? I got to make soup? Yes. Yes, you got to make soup.
But you totally brought, okay, you did make soup. The soup comes in the third segment. So after this break, we'll do that.
Jumping the gun here.
Okay, so Mike's in your face, Adam. Adam Allison. So did anybody ever, like, mess up your name in elementary school and think you were Allison Adam? So apparently, wow.
Dang.
Bring it. Muscles, show those guns. Muscles. Look out.
That's the wolf on his shirt coming out.
Make sure your mic's on. There's something going. Yeah, there we go.
Oh.
Start over. Time to start over.
Too much muscle. There goes too much muscle for the air.
Yeah, he had to do, like, do a pop thing.
I was like, where is that voice?
Light in the grip.
So you actually, I don't want to talk about the soup because we'll talk about the next segment. So,
secret.
What's with all the, you know, Arizona animals and things on your thing?
I dig this shirt a lot.
Yeah, you know, I like wolf shirts and eagle shirts and America shirts and, you know, they're normally $5 at Walmart and you can cook in these things and,
they last forever because they're that really extra thick.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And it's got,
right.
Like, you get especially sweaty on your chest because it's just kind of plasticized.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you guys get it?
Yeah.
So
you get it.
It's like that heavy, heavy cotton. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even wear this in pajamas.
It gets like 160 degrees in the food truck, so the thicker the clothing, the better, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So when you walk out and you take your shirt off, it weighs like 30 pounds?
Yeah. No, you can't take your shirt off. It's stuck to you.
That's what girlfriends are for,
huh? Right. Right.
Or if it's a really bad day.
Now you get off the you get
there goes $5.
You get off the truck and it's exactly.
So you get it. Just get it.
Not the wolves. You sew that up the
solid. Yeah.
And so I saw what?
Is your mic on?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Is it working out?
Yeah, talk directly into it.
Okay, I'm here.
Microphone check.
Okay.
Did I blow it?
You did. I think you did blow it.
Okay, well, I must
here, take mine. Oh, we can share.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, sometimes we have technical difficulties. Okay, good. So do you still work at, gosh dang it, now I can't remember the name of it, the Skeptical Chemist?
Ever so often. It's not a regular thing. I used to be the executive chef there for 3 years, and then me and the owner of that restaurant started 3 food trucks, which were Frank Food Truck, United States of Cheese, and Rounders. So, you know, I became close with the owner there. We were business partners.
I like the Frank truck because it has, like, what would be a criminal picture of Frank Sinatra with, like, black tape across
his
eyes.
It was the criminal picture of Frank Sinatra.
Okay. So, with the one, so you're no longer with them, but United States of Cheese?
No, those three we...
you don't have any more.
Correct.
Okay, but United States of Cheese, aren't you not from...
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Philadelphia. So is that where you got, like, the brainchild for that? I love the names. That's why I wanted to bring them up.
Right.
Because I just love really interesting names. Of
right. Yeah, you know, being from Philadelphia, there's a couple good cheesesteak places out here, but nothing that ever was, you know, amazing. So, you know, I took time to make sure I found the right meat. The right butcher to do the ribeye. I you know, I had my bread imported from Philadelphia.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So, did everything we could in the truck, and it was fun, and, you know, I thought we did good product, so.
Okay. So why did you get rid of it?
I think a lot of people get into the food truck business thinking it's going to be a piece of cake, and it's not. In fact, it's quite the opposite.
Concept. That should be the next concept, dude. Piece of cake.
Right?
Take it to the stage. Oh, yeah. No, dude, we just made the new business.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's a lot of behind-the-scenes work. You know, if you're doing, like, a six-hour service during the day, like, you're doing 13, 14 hours total.
Prep,
you know, there's prep, there's
prep
cleaning, there's driving, there's, you know, and, like, being a chef, a lot of your time gets wasted, I think, on changing tires and oil and fixing the truck and scheduling events, because each event you do has to be scheduled, like a catering. Unless you have a set route, but,
right,
you know, that kind of...
And it's freaking hot here in the
and
summer.
And it's hot, yeah.
You know, you've got 5 months of really scorching weather, and, you know, that even however much AC or ventilation you have in that truck is not going to prevent your girlfriend from cutting your shirt off back at the end of the day.
Right, exactly.
That's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's why I did a French concept, so I could take holiday off.
Right.
What?
That's why I did that. So I did the Parisian street food. That way I didn't have to work in the summer. I'd be like, so holiday. I'm on holiday.
Oh, I'm a holiday. I'm going down to Monaco.
So what a crepe bar.
I'm going to have a
came
crepe.
From the holiday.
So where are you now mostly?
Mostly on the Super Farm truck.
Okay.
So the Super Farm truck, the owner, Casey, he runs the Gilbert, downtown Gilbert food truck meetup thing. Mm-hmm. He was kind of the first guys that kind of, started the scene. He was there with Jeff, and he was there with, Welcome, those guys. And
Welcome
Old
Diner?
Old Dixie. Yeah. And so.
Gilbert's in explode mode.
Oh, yeah.
Totally is.
We need to get down there.
I know we do.
Yeah. I got it back.
We were supposed to. You did? Okay, thank you, my dear.
So, yeah, anyway, so he asked me as soon as I sold the trucks to take on his truck and basically run it and be the chef for that. So that's where I've been since then.
Is it fun?
It is fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Groovy.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to do a pop-up with Diana and AZ Foodie.
We are.
Okay, so we're going to pass the mic to her, give her a little airtime.
Hey.
Hi there. Hey.
Everybody just queued in.
That was the goal.
Hey, hey, girlfriend. No, she's not.
No drinks needed here.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, because you're that neat. Take it easy. Okay, so I went and looked you up a little bit, and it says...
You did your research.
A little bit. Arizona foodie, Diana, AZ Foodie, professional food eater, food porn lover, sharing passion for food, and a few other things I love. So, okay, wait. Are they pornish or passionate? What other things do you love?
I love the people here.
Okay.
I really love the people. Look at all the cool people you get to hang out with.
I know, isn't
it rocking? That's one of the huge perks, other than eating, obviously.
Right.
Is hanging out with them and getting to know them.
Yeah, me too. Actually, we have that in common.
Bam.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. Yeah. Like what people ask, what do you love most about what you do? And it's meeting new people.
Yeah.
That's really my favorite thing. It's like I can eat all day long. And I'm a chef too, so I did a really cool dish last night with the Verde from Jacob Catino, his Homeboy's Hot Sauce.
It was kick.
I'll share it with you later. But yeah, it's about meeting all these people and sharing their passion for what they do. Because if you don't really love this, if you're in it for the paycheck, you don't give a crap. Yeah. But if you really, really love it, then you're doing it for the best reason ever.
Yeah, and I like being able to, like you said, share it with the other people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this platform, and we get to share what they do and what we love about what they do with everyone else, and that's huge.
And you've got, freaking diva following. You have, 80,000 people that are wondering.
I wish 80,000 people. No, not yet, but let's get there soon.
Okay, right? Let's do it together.
Right? Send them my way. Yeah, so, that's what I like to do. I like to be able to... really put them out there and help them if they want help, promoting stuff. That's what the platform is for. That's what the blog's for. That's what social media. And overall, that's what the events were for. Putting them into an intimate situation with 20
guests. Adam's over here dancing. There's little Michael Jackson in the back. He's kicking
supposed
it.
You're to be listening to me, Adam. Oh, my God. Do I have to say hey again?
So you're actually doing a pop-up with
we
Jeff
are.
And Adam. Okay.
So 20 lucky people are going to get a chance to get to know these guys.
Can I get a media pass?
In the kitchen. Sure. You want to come?
Get me a media
pass? You should. Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
I'd love to. That'd be great.
Yeah, it's a really fun, unique experience. There's not any other place where you get that.
Yeah.
It's out of, it's not in a restaurant. There's something about it being in someone's house, in their kitchen, that makes it totally different.
It does make it totally different because I do that. And go and cook in people's homes for them as an event instead of just catering, because catering sucks. It really does, and I don't mind saying it. Pardon me. But standing in front of people, and you've got the island, and you have their attention, and they want to learn, and you're giving them something new and exciting, or something just really easy that they never thought was so easy to make, that is the ultimate reward. That's why there are so many fishbowl cooking places anymore. Because they get to see, they want to watch.
Yes.
I want to come in and watch. That never used to be the way. Chefs were introverts.
Yeah.
People love chefs now, right? It's very food-driven, chefs are rock stars type of, society now. So people want
their
to
own
get
cult.
To know you guys. They want to have that experience of, hey, I got to hang out with Jeff or Adam, and they cooked me a meal, and I got to talk to them, and they shared stories, that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a great thing. Yay, I get to come.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Okay, awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick little break, and we're going to come back with our soup of the week. And we are having a great time. This is awesome, and we will be right back with you. This is Heidi Lee. You are into the soup. You ready? Hey, this is Heidi Lee. You are back into the soup on KWSS 93.9. I was just telling everybody here that Into the Sauce hit a little too close to home to name my company. My two favorite things, sauce and soup. Ah, I love meat fabrication and saucier. Yeah. Our soup of the week is brought to you by CCAP, Cursor Culinary Arts Program. CCAP, yeah, is a not-for-profit that promotes and provides food service career opportunities for underserved youth through culinary arts education and employment. So basically what that means is the entire CCAP team works with high school kids to give them the skills necessary to be in the business or otherwise compete for scholarships. Last year, we gave away more than $530,000 in culinary school scholarships.
Awesome.
Yes, you can.
So I've actually been a part of a CCAP event in Phoenix.
Give them some juice. There we
and
go.
And super love what they do.
Oh, cool.
Seeing the kids serve the community. Bo from the Sanctuary.
Bo McMillan, yes.
Yeah, Bo does a lot of stuff with them. Seeing those guys kind of showcase and watching 50-odd-some students who've been through the program for 2 years.
Yes.
Really plug in and
their
watch.
Eyes are big as saucers.
Dude, it's the most
yeah,
amazing thing
Yeah, it's
to watch,
really
so
cool. I actually work with CCAP. As
yeah,
well.
Great
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So they've been, I've been a very dear friend. Jill Smith is a very dear friend of mine. And last April, she said, hey, Heidi, we're looking for somebody. Are you interested? Can you come in and play with us? And I'm like, you bet. I'll be there. Just tell me what hat to wear and I'll do it. So our soup is from Adam, number one. Adam Allison. What? Dude, this is so good. I'm so happy. I love soup.
Thank you.
What is
it's
it?
It's kind of raining, so it makes a little comforting soup.
Tickle, tickle.
Every, I know, he's over here going, so tickle, good. Tickle. What is in this?
What's going on?
What is in there,
seriously,
Chef?
His bowl is gone. He's had it less than 5 minutes. Sammy's is gone.
He's gone already.
No!
yeah, so this is, I did a dinner with Dinner Lab, and which Jeff helped me on, and kind of did something similar to this. Played a little bit different, but I kind of cooked to 10 towards like Southwestern and Southern. I grew up in Alabama, so.
I thought you were from Philly.
I am from Philly, but I'm from a bunch of different places. I traveled a lot as a kid.
I'm a shadow liver. Yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway, so being from the South and being, you know, the Southwest food is very comforting South food. So the soup is basically an achiote chicken with a. Caldo de pollo, thickened with some corn.
He's looking in his bowl going, yeah. Speak
like, what did I make earlier?
What's just
in
made
you?
This today.
Tell me what's in
it
you.
It tastes like it's been made for a few days, yeah. Just with how flavorful
and
it
and
is.
Then it's kind of like a plain chicken and dumplings. So I did, like instead of like flour dumplings, I did corn dumplings. So yeah. Like
how can you tell me how you make those dumplings? Because they're killer. Dumplings yeah. are not easy.
They're
People
not,
think dumplings
no.
are
no.
easy.
You got to get the right consistency. They can be too mushy or they can be too, they fall apart, so. You know, there's use some sour cream, some lime, obviously masa flour, some of the stock, baking powder, and some salt.
It's a killer soup.
Some cilantro too.
I love it. So do you actually? I have to ask you this. You have the recipe, yes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so everybody got to know this. So when we talk about pointing people back to the site, to our recipes for our soups, our wets, our events, whatever. I sing Into the Soup and you all sing.com.
And I turn the board way down.
That's right, because everybody yells it, so you don't need to do that. So you can find, what is the name of this? Just give me, I need a name.
You see yep. his eyes get big?
I know, it's like, what? Oh, shit, huh? I don't have a name for
should
it.
We come up with a cool name?
Yeah. But
What did you just call him?
Adam number one?
No, the traveling.
Oh, the liver shadow? Shadow liver.
Wow. Shadow liver.
The soup of shadows.
The soup, yeah.
The shadow soup.
Shadow soup.
Shadow soup. Shadow soup works to me, and you can find the recipe on intothesoup.com. Phenomenal. Okay, so Jeff and Adam, how do you guys know each other?
Oh, man. From
Match.com.
Yeah, Match.com. Oh. Go fish. Go yeah, fish. Go.
Plenty of fish.
Warbird. Yeah.
Christian Mingle.
Danny Diver.
who's on first base? I don't know what's happening. Who's on third? it's been a few years.
Yeah.
We instantly matched.
Yeah.
Like you swiped right and I swiped up.
Right.
And we were instant.
Yeah. I was living in your house like 2 weeks later and
I love this guy.
Making you some
Never
soup.
Left.
And then you tucked him in with a coffee creme brulee. Yeah. And it was love at first sight after that, right?
Yeah. It's egalitarian. We both are like from the inside and the outside. We share.
Yeah.
That might be a little heavy for my group. I'm like, what? Can you smell that?
I need to eat more soup. I don't know what that means. I'm an early bird, so this is. What time is it?
It's like 8.
It's his bedtime.
Oh, okay. I need another drink.
Yeah. Oh, do you have an Uber driver? I'm not driving anybody.
Adam's driving.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Adam.
It's a coin flip. Yeah. Adam, either way.
Tails.
Yeah.
So apparently, you guys get along.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's one of my favorite human beings. Well, actually, everybody on this at this table.
We're not on the table yet, Jeff. Yet. Hang on. Cameras.
I want to be on you. I want to be in you.
It's getting weird. It's getting weird.
That's okay. It tends to get weird here on Into the Soup. I told you there weren't any rules. We have just a very few like shadowy, parameters that we try not to cross.
Yeah.
But otherwise, free as a bird. That's all good.
A funny story, actually.
Good. Please.
Even
tell.
Before me and Jeff really knew each other, he messaged me on Twitter. Direct message me on Twitter. I don't know how that we knew each other at that point, but maybe it was just random. But asking me if I could work on Trucking Good Food, and at that time I was actually doing a breakfast thing at this place, so I couldn't do it. It popped in my head a couple years later. We were sitting having drinks, and I was like, "Oh, you got to look at this." You probably forgot what you did, and so
Jenga master, by the way.
Yeah,
we play Jenga a lot.
I love Jenga.
This me dude, too. You can't. He cannot be beat.
Diane is like, "I'd beat you."
You have to have a steady hand. You and your shaky phone hand, I don't think would
do
Jenga
well. No, I can't do it anymore. I got lost Jenga 10 years ago.
It's a big Jenga, though.
It is. Yeah, it's like.
It's a big Jenga.
Yeah.
Is that gray area that we should be in?
Oh, no, it's fine. Close your ears, Sammy. Anyway, go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, but anyway, I think we get along real well. I think, I appreciate Jeff's love and care for the business, He doesn't let anything kind of distract him except for the love of the food and, putting stuff out like that. So I respect him and appreciate him for the stuff that he does, So I kind of try to be the same way, And so I think we get along kind of well. That's why I'm kind of excited for this pop-up.
Oh, that's really cool.
We've done one other thing together. One thing? One thing.
On your truck.
Yeah.
On Frank's.
On Frank, yeah. At Agritopia, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the coolest thing ever.
Remember that thing?
Remember that thing we did on your truck?
Yeah, we put a fire. built a fire
outside.
Up front. Yeah.
We did.
Really?
We did.
Yeah. Roasted chestnuts.
Yeah.
Was it chestnuts?
On an open fire.
Yeah.
It was mocha. Remember? It was like a Nordic hot chocolate.
Yeah, Nordic hot chocolate.
Yeah, it was just like we got everybody involved, and it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Very, a little mulled wine, maybe.
It was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very
and
cool.
Chef kept bossing me around. He's like,
I want to start doing that. I'm it's kind of in the works, and I'll share it just because it's fun. I want to start going back behind in the back of the house with chefs.
Are you ready to release the name that you
well,
gave me?
Well, no, it was going to be I do that all day long, so I don't need to do that with you. I'll let them boss me around, but I think the working title is Up in Your Kitchen with Into the Soup.
Damn, dude. Be my first. Can I be the first?
Can we get
can I be the first?
Snoop Dogg, if you're out there, I want
like
you to be on this.
Brian Archibald keeps trying to get me in his kitchen, and then he goes, well, I had a meeting. And it's like, dude, you missed 3 times, 3 strikes, you're out. You're up next.
Hey, bada. Let me in.
If I come and play, we have to call it a clip.
Done. Call it whatever you want.
Okay, so let's talk about your menu a little bit. Because he just showed me a picture of your octopus crepe.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what? How do you do that? So I love savory. I'm not a big sweet eater.
Have you checked the menu out? Dude, it's so...
No.
It's so...
Because I just
so
reached out to you on like Monday.
Well, this menu represents everything that I'm all into.
Okay.
The community, my farmers, my friends, technique. And people eating with their hands.
Cool.
If I could, I would just
eat everything with your hands. Yeah,
dude. You know what I mean? Like, get dirty. My farmers are dirty. We get dirty. You know what I mean?
I'm not even going there.
So the menu,
well, you can eat soup with your hands.
Well, I just want to do this.
Yeah.
And I want to.
It's really good. Adam.
How do you make that noise?
Slurp.
The slurp. You got to do the slurp. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So octopus, yeah. Octopus is on the menu. It's like little, I don't know. It's just a fun menu. It's just
hummus, chorizo, cotija, avocado, and adobo.
Yeah, so good, man. And you gotta eat it with your hands.
Do you just add things on your whim, or
no? Because I'm not that kind of chef. Like I'm very thought out. It's very thoughtful. It's very
methodical. But when I'm in those moments, for me, because I do have a creative like burst, mm-hmm. and that's what we snack. We snack a lot of people. And that's where the soul comes into play.
Okay.
Awesome. That's just where we get off of the norm and get into the abnormal and just create.
So when you say savory, go ahead, Em.
Oh, by snacks. So you're like snack time and you bring out like a tray and stuff.
Oh,
so
no, it's like individuals. It's an individual snack. It's like if you want to get fancy, like the crepe, it's like an amuse-bouche.
Oh, I knew, yeah.
So it's like one bite, two bites. You got to eat it with your hands. Mm-hmm. Don't ask questions. Just take it.
Don't you know ask what I mean? Questions. Here you go. We're not going to tell you what this is.
Well, we do tell
you. But if you're celiac or gluten-free.
Like, do you have any allergies, aversions? Okay, good. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so when you do your savory crepes as opposed to your sweet, do you herb them differently for each of these different dishes? So, like with your rosemary duck and Havarti, does that particular batter have a different flavor profile?
It does. So I think I have five batters. I think there's a buckwheat, there's an.
He's going into science mode. Can you guys feel it?
I have a coffee crepe. I have a chocolate crepe. I have a gluten-free chickpea crepe. So they're all seasoned with what we have. And the idea with this menu is to have no waste.
Okay.
So we make our own culture creams. We make our own breads, except for Noble, because we use Noble. Shout out to Noble. But I do use and make our own butters that go on that bread. You know what I mean?
You do?
We do.
Do you have like a big old churner? How do you make your butter?
Hand. Going really? Old school. Like, again, like with our hands. You know what I mean?
Right on. Where did you learn? Did you go to school or are you self-taught? I don't really know, actually.
Both.
Okay.
I dropped.
Well, I think you're always self-taught. I mean, if you don't keep teaching yourself, then
You have to. But I did go to Chic Institute in Chicago and I dropped out.
Chic?
Yeah, Cooking Hospitality Institute of Chicago.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But I dropped out and then just did a, don't you know?
No, I'm kidding. No.
Chic is so chic. It's pretty funny. Yes, I mean, I most of this, it's kind of funny because this is my second time today on
radio. Oh, I saw that earlier.
One of my mentors, so you're upping me, heroes. Man. No.
No, I'm kidding.
Chef Pascal is so French. Like, to get him to, like, you know, break a laugh, it's kind of hard. So I'm sitting there with him today, and we were talking about school, and I learned a lot from him when I moved out here. I took a practical series with him. It was 6 months at the...
He's at Classic Culinary Academy, yes. Okay. See? I know a few things.
He's super cool.
I've heard that. I've not met him.
He's awesome. He's a cool dude. But yeah, I mean, I went to culinary school, but a lot of what I learned science-based and the art aspect is just soulful. You can't teach that.
No,
you know what I mean?
You can't.
No.
You can't. You've either got it or you don't.
That's right.
Yeah. And you find that when you, because I went to culinary school too, just recently, which is unusual. And I found that with fellow students, it's either you're not here for the paycheck, you know, and if that's the first question they ask when you have someone coming in to, you know, looking for people to work for them, when they say, how much do you pay? It's like, not any more than the other guy does, you know, so it's about the position and it's about what you can learn and what you can glean from, you know, and gain a mentor.
Yeah.
You know, if you can, so do you have a mentor? Was it him or was it somebody else?
He's one. I have many.
You have many.
Like these
good.
Guys. There's a lot of people that I look up to for inspiration and just guidance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I surround myself with those people. And I feel as a relationship for it to work, there has to be like that cycle, right? Of just like things to offer.
Well, and you get it from different, so many different avenues in this business because you can have a mentor who is a business person or a real estate person or even someone that sells you your equipment. You know, that person can be a teacher for you. So it's not just somebody that's got their hands in the, you know, the bowl and mixing things around. You know, it's all aspects of the community that we live in that is the world of food.
So true.
This is a little off the, but you are like walking art basically. Like you should see this guy. He's tatted up. His tats are awesome. They're like super bright colored. So my question is, being an artistic person, culinary wise, did you design all of them or did you draw those or what's your thought pattern on those?
My food plates I do draw. But the art that's on me right now is like a milestone. The most recent, I got to show you, it's a pomegranate.
Okay.
To just it represents just death and rebirth, right? Uh-huh. But I have a tattoo guy who's deaf. His name's Tattoo Polsky out of Golden Rule. So it's cool. I'll give him a couple of like five pointers of like concept ideas, and I just let him do his thing.
Right on.
And he's designed every one of them.
That's a lot of trust.
So cool. And they're awesome.
Thank you.
I follow him on Instagram or something somehow. I wonder if it was through you. I keep saying next time I get my tattoo.
Oh, he's so cool. Because you know why? Because he says less and just does.
Yeah.
And he's so emotional. You know what I mean? And it's just deep. And for me, it's like to sit there. And this was probably the hardest one ever on the neck. But he just is into it. Just like I am into food. Like Chef Adam is into food. Like this dude is into making his bottle openers. And this dude into making coffee. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
You into making radio. You into bringing people together. That's what it's fucking about. You know what
yeah.
I mean? People who do and not say.
You just broke a gray barrier.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it. That's what editing's for. Okay. I don't think they're going to come after us. And if they do, any publicity is good publicity, right?
I loved it.
So, Diana, so tell me again when the pop-up is and where people can find it and what the ticket prices are, because I didn't see that anywhere.
It's all secret. No,
it's all secret? Those underground things.
It's September 17th, and you can find all the information either on the blog at azfoodieblog.com or Instagram is always great at azfoodie. I post a lot there. And then there's Facebook, so Arizona Foodie on Facebook. And we do $75 for a ticket. Proceeds are going to a charity. I'm not sure if the guys have picked, so I let the chefs pick
the
charity.
Have you done that yet?
We're still looking.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas?
CCAP.
Done. Done. Market.
Into the soup.
Into the soup.
Would you guys like some of my...
Thanks, Emily.
Yes. So I love that aspect about it, too, is we get to give back, right? And then it's usually about four courses or so, depending on the chef, and they get to do whatever. The whole point is, like, get creative. Do something you wouldn't normally do in the restaurant.
Right.
Collaborate, whatever.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and that's kind of what I want to do with the Up in Your Kitchen with Into the Soup. It's like try something extremely new, you know, go out of bounds and not just say, okay, here's my idea,
yeah.
and have you execute it. It's just so much more fun to come in and say, can I play with you? You know, so I know I saw his head. He's his eyes when I was like, I'm going to start thinking about this.
No, I'm so into that.
I think it would be really interesting, you know, and just bring in a photographer. You know, you don't have to have a movie camera anymore these days. Just bring it in, talk about it, and then do a show over it. And bring people in and say, hey, we got a special menu tonight, you know, whatever.
Please do.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hook up. That's pretty good. Okay. Emily's given me the time to wrap up for a minute. We have one more segment left. We're going to come back with our weekly Wet Your Whistle. We are here at the Crepe Bar with Chef Jeff Krause, Chef Adam Allison, Diana Red of AZ Foodie, Lawrence of this amazing little drink that we're going to hear more about, and Adam number two, Emily King, my board girl, and my lovely, beautiful daughter, Samantha. This is Heidi Lee. You're into the soup. Hey, back to Into the Soup. This is Heidi Lee on KWSS 93.9. We'd like to tip our hats to Local First Arizona. Shift 10. Shift 10% of your spending to those locally locals we love so much. Help our community and our economy. Our weekly Wet Your Whistle is brought to you by Lawrence Jarvie. Hello. Get that microphone. Are you not prepared? Talk about this?
Maybe.
Present.
Okay, this is a Amaro Meletti.
It's
really, I've never had it. What is it? Go ahead.
So an Amaro, it's been around for a long time. Digestive, so it's used a lot in Italian culture, one, to either start the palate, kind of settle the stomach, or after in desserts.
So a digestive?
Yes, very much
so. So it works as both an aperitif and a digestive?
Yeah, I like it both ways.
I know, both those
I've seen
words.
Jeff's
looking at me like, whoa.
Yeah, no, it really works. Yeah, and it's like it both ways, yeah. That was Jeff, and that was not Lawrence.
Satan. It's really good. It's very, very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
And there's a beer here. Are we gonna throw that in there too,
yeah,
or no? Okay. Go
a
ahead
shout
and crack
out to,
it.
Arizona Wilderness.
Bomber style.
Arizona Wilderness.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Watermelon Gozas.
Watermelon what is?
Goza.
Goza.
It tastes like a watermelon feta salad.
Oh, seriously?
It's so good.
Are you just gonna pass it around?
Yeah,
okay, here. Well, I'll try this real quick.
They were kind enough to swing by and drop us some beers for the show, which was really cool for them. So thank you, Wilderness.
Awesome.
Cheers.
I don't know.
Smell it. Just smell it.
Yeah. I have to be honest. I don't care for it. It's weird. It's like maybe it needs to like
air out.
Breathe.
Yeah, I think it needs to breathe. I really do. I think it needs to breathe a little bit. Okay.
What else?
Here, wait. Try number two.
This one.
Here. I think it smells great.
Take a picture. Oh. Somebody should get that.
She's just drinking out of the bottle now. Please. She's gone to the sauce.
Oh, geez. Oh, there you go.
I can't take you anywhere.
She's got a miniature growler in her mouth right now.
Actually, the watermelon goes, if you taste it right now, it's such a clear, it's a great palate cleanser right now.
This is great.
Which one is that?
Desert Dweller.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good. Okay, and we got a really great picture of me doing it like a hillbilly with the bottle. Oh, God. Oh. Parameters.
What's your name? Bruce?
That's awesome. So who brought this by for us?
That's the Arizona Wilderness Brewing Company.
Okay, and Lawrence, is this a product that you sell?
No, actually it's not. It's just a favorite of Jeff and I. So
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
When friends show up, you know, they usually show up with things that you like.
Yes, they generally do. So, yeah, and you showed up with a lot of friends that you like.
It's cool.
Who are now friends of ours. That's always really cool. We love it. We love
Jeff
it.
Jeff showed up with a dessert. I was happy.
Oh, yes. Why don't Diana, go ahead and talk about that.
I don't know. It was delicious. I think it had a
cigarettes.
Bunch of caffeine in it, though. I'm like,
coffee and cigarettes. Okay, I'm trying it.
Was that Jimmy
that's
World?
That's the idea, right? So the bitter sugar is just meant to have like a coffee and cigarettes.
Oh, it's happy. So good.
It was perfect. Katie Lang song.
There's literally a Jimmy World song called Coffee.
That was the first concert I ever saw.
Really?
My dad made me.
I love Katie Lang. I just love her. I saw her in concert in Singapore.
It was amazing. It was Seattle.
It was unbelievable. Seattle. Oh, yeah,
that's
cool.
Where I'm from, so.
I'm from Seattle.
Really?
Well, actually, I'm from Spokane, but I spent my 20s and early 30s in Seattle.
I grew up in Bothell and then moved down to the Ave.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
I lived all over the city. Yeah, great. Capitol Hill and
love Capitol Hill. It's so
that's
great
one of my
now.
Favorites.
Issaquah. Yeah. Seattle's a great. Oh, God, I loved it. My 20s in that city was just like, wow.
I don't even remember my 20s in that
city. Well, I don't remember my 20s either, but all I see is a really happy rainbow blur.
Everything I know about Seattle is from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, that's close enough. No, it's a fantastic city, and they've got an amazing food scene.
Oh my God,
and
the food there.
Yeah, I mean, they always did. I mean, we're near coastal. It's kind of hard not to. You know, and we talk about it here a lot on Into the Soup, but the food, the dining scene here in Arizona, it's like, yes. Yeah. In the last 10 years, well, yeah, you've seen it change. And to think when we were doing the Rocha Brothers, we were like, are you sure you didn't, like, get on the wrong plane?
You know? Right? That's what I asked. Like, why Phoenix?
Why?
Yeah. Well, they actually, when they do their tours, this is their third year, they spend the majority of their time in the United States in the south, in the southern region, because it has more stuff that's acclimated to Girona, Spain, which is where they're from, which is 60 miles northwest of Barcelona.
Yeah.
So they're not coastal, but they're very close. They're on the confluence of like three rivers. They only have 97,000 people that live in this town.
Wow. Ooh, wow.
Yeah. It's actually, I did a lot of really interesting research on it, and it's Catalonia. It's the state of Catalonia. Yeah. And they were founded in 70 BC and went through the Moors and Jews and then conquered by the Romans and then again by the Moors. And it was just actually really fascinating. Cool. Yeah.
That's next Saturday. Is it going to be posted?
No, you already heard it. Yeah, you heard it. No, it's
come
Wednesday.
Around again.
It's the Wednesday before in our world, but yeah, it'll be up. It's on the site on IntoTheSoup.com.
Oh,
one more time. IntoTheSoup.com. And we have to make sure to take pictures, Sammy, if you'll remind me, of the bottles of the lovely alcohols that we have for our weekly wets, which is fantastic. So here we go. September 23rd, the James Beard Dinner. First, September 17th is Diana's pop-up. Find her AZ Foodies, and you'll be able to find a ticket if you still can. The James Beard Dinner is at the Canby with Chef Deshaun Singh, Dream Boy, and the ZCAP crowd will be in attendance. Tickets are available at thecanby.com. The Taco Festival is back October 15th and 16th at Salt River Fields. They have a huge lineup this year. It's absolutely amazing, and we are hoping to actually be there on the day. And they're also in the midst of their Margarita Wars, so you can check out their Facebook page and see what's going on. Finally, save the date for CCAP's Harvest Moon Feast on November 14th at Desert Foothills. The dinner is about 25 to 30 schools, all CCAP kids, paired with a local or state chef. And they came up with hors d'oeuvres for you, so it's a walk and dine. We have Tito's vodka there. We have AZ Cocktail Week providing all the cocktails. Flavor has donated their time, awesome. And they're going to be doing the music. Brian Donaldson and Lawrence Ross, good friends of ours, amazing musicians. So you can go to purchase tickets, IntoTheSoup.com. Okay, so we'll go around the table once more. Adam Allison, thank you so much for being here. Grab that mic, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the soup. That was phenomenal.
Amazing. You're very welcome.
The shadow soup, I like it. We'll put it up. And the recipe, yes, absolutely. Diana Red, AZ Foodies.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm so glad you could come. And the guys were like, you were like, hey, wait a minute. You're supposed to come to my house that night. And
yeah,
Adam's like, just come on. I'm like, absolutely. Come and join us. And then we have the other Adam. Adam, you're...
The last name, Lidecker?
He is adorable, by the way.
Aww. A pleasure being here.
You should pinch his cheeks.
So actually, currently I'm working for a podcast company.
Oh.
So let's get the soup on a podcast. Bam. And come to Crepe Bar. And order the octopus.
And then finally we have Lawrence Jarvie.
Yes. Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm glad you could come by.
Yeah,
all the facial hair around this table is like something else.
Shaved.
And everybody has glasses. Because I've got... What? Why would you do that?
Just so I wouldn't look like it.
Yeah. You do, but you just don't have them on?
Yeah.
I've got my glasses. Em's got hers. Yeah. Sammy just has readers. And finally, Jeff Krause.
Yep.
It was... Yep. Are you getting tied again now that we're coming near the end?
He's got to get to bed.
What do you do for a living? I'm a farmer. That's the hardest in the world.
I love you guys.
Where are you located? Tell everybody.
On Rural Inn Elliott in South Tempe.
Okay.
If you don't know, now you know.
Now we know.
South Tempe is where it's at.
South Tempe is where it's at.
Some of the chefs should stop in South Tempe and not go so far east to Gilbert and Chandler. South Tempe, South Tempe. Tempe.
It's calling you. It's speaking to me.
It's in your...
And so your hours of operation are 7 to 2?
Wednesday through Saturday, and then 9 to 2 on Sunday.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And are you doing brunches on Sunday now? Did I see that?
Kind of. I'm always doing brunches, yeah.
All right, cool.
Shout out to my farmers, Maya, Eric, Steadfast.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm very proud for you. That's really great, and you're living the dream, and everybody seems to be, and that's really cool, and so are we here at Into the Soup. Emily King, thank you, my dear.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. All right, this is Heidi Lee. You guys take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. Thank you all again. This has been a pleasure. You're Into the Soup. Peace out. All night.